KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It's 90 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Monday afternoon to you. We're back from your weekend. Hope it was a great one for you. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour. No end in sight in fighting the Biscar fire that's happening northeast of Susanville. Coming up, how big the fire is and which major highway is shut down due to the blaze. Failing to stop at a stop sign leads to a deadly wreck off 80 and the USA Parkway. Directly ahead, we'll tell you who was killed and when it happened. And one Nevada senator speaking out against the escalating war with Iran and President Trump's leadership of it.
Our national security, safety, and economics, that is his job.
Democrat on the way, how Democrat Jackie Rosen says the war is costing not just lives, but Nevada families. But we begin with breaking news this hour. It is a mess right now in South Carson City. That's due to a multi-vehicle crash. Five cars, as a matter of fact, including an overturned dump truck loaded with dirt, shutting down northbound 395 in Carson City, right where it meets the south end of 580. I'm just looking at the traffic maps right now, and it's a mess. Pretty much any way you go from that intersection, all traffic being diverted on to northbound 580. Southbound 580, it's essentially a parking lot as you make your turn coming into the intersection with South Carson Street. So again, quite the mess. NHP troopers are asking everyone to avoid the area. If you're on southbound 580, you have a chance to avoid it. Get off at Fairview Drive if you can. We'll have more ahead in traffic coming up in just moments. These stories and much more on the KKFT News at Noon from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft, and now with more, let's say good afternoon to Jerry.
Well, good afternoon to you, Greg. It is Monday, July 20th, and for 2 weeks in a row now, I was about 10 to 15 minutes behind those accidents. And seems like it's happened once a week for the last 2 weeks, and adding to the frustration for drivers, it seems to take all day to clear the lanes. Hopefully no serious injuries. Three by ambulance, one airlifted is what we have right now. We'll have more details in a moment. We also have a complete update on the flood watch this afternoon. And that starts at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. Multifamily market construction apartments slows down finally in Northern Nevada. We'll get to those stories. Local sports with Craig Swope and much more. It's the new news on 991 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. Do you favor Sunshine Protection Act? The Sunshine Protection Act, I should say. It was passed by the House last week. 76% of you say yes. Just keep the clock the way it is now and don't... What would we be doing? We would be falling back next unless we keep it the way it is. And you can still vote on that at 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk and follow the conversation at 991fmtalk on X. FM News Talk time is 1209.
And Jerry, it's our top local story, KKFT Fire Watch. And that is the roaring sound of the Biscar fire burning northeast of Susanville. This hour, it began over the weekend and exploded in size yesterday. Nearly 30,000 acres have been charred in the blaze in Lassen County. That's happening right along Highway 395. Caltrans says 395 is closed from 1 mile north of Viewland at Smoke Creek Road to 7 miles north of Ravendale. Again, this is in Lassen County, northeast of Susanville. So if you head past Susanville on 395, you're going to run right into this. There are evacuations in effect. The fire only 5% contained. We do have better news on the Elephant Fire burning near Loyalton. Cal Fire says they've got that blaze about 92% contained. Roughly 13,000 acres were burned from it. Forward progress, it had been moving to the Nevada state line, has been stopped, thank goodness. Other news, we're learning more about a deadly accident off Interstate 80 and the USA Parkway. This went down July 11th when a Nissan sedan failed to stop at a stop sign right off the eastbound 80 exit ramp.
The right rear of the Nissan struck the front of the ram, and the Nissan rotated and continued across the intersection. The Nissan struck the Kenworth. The Nissan and the Kenworth came to a stop in the right turn lane, and the ram came to a controlled stop in the right travel lane.
And that's NHP Trooper James LaRose.
The driver of the Nissan, Thomas Wilson, a 72-year-old male from Sparks, Nevada, was transported to a local area hospital. Mr. Wilson remained at the hospital where he later succumbed to his injuries on July 18th.
Now the crash backed up traffic on both 80 and USA Parkway for miles. As the war in Iran threatens to heat up again with the deaths of two, possibly three U.S. soldiers, one Nevada senator is speaking out about the war, calling on President Trump to end it as soon as possible. She says the American lives lost are horrific and the cost to American families, well, that's also taking its toll.
I think the American people overwhelmingly are so upset about this war because it is costing them at their kitchen table. Yeah. The price of gas in Nevada, I can tell you, was at one point about $6. Diesel fuel, which every train, truck, and our farmers use, that's about $1 more.
And that's Senator Jackie Rosen taking aim at President Trump's leadership.
Every single way our families are getting hurt. We want him to think about that. Our national security, safety, and economics, that is his job, to think about what's best for the American people, not just what's going to please him in the moment.
The senator talking to News Nation's cable TV channel. As traffic gets worse around Lake Tahoe, officials are offering more transit options for visitors and locals. The free transit service Lake Link is being expanded on both sides of the border. It will now offer more service to more neighborhoods in South Lake Tahoe and State Line. The Lake Link app is letting people order rides on demand in places like Tahoe Keys, Zephyr Cove, Gardner Mountain, and the top of Kingsbury Grade. The statewide average gas price in Nevada up by 2 cents, I'm sorry to say. AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is $4.61. The most expensive average price can be found in Mineral County, where gas is going for $5.50. The least expensive gas, it's in Elko County, where it's $4.09. Gas is $4.61 in Clark County and $5.03 in Washoe County. And I just checked this morning, if you can make it out to Fernley, you can get gas for the low, low price of $4.05 gallon. In California, no such luck.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $5.48. In Los Angeles County, the average price is $5.53. It's 6 cents less in Orange County. Gas is $5.46 in Ventura County, $5.40 in San Bernardino County, and $5.39 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft. A reminder, again, southbound 580, actually I should say northbound 395 South Carson Street at the south end of 580. It's a mess due to a five-vehicle accident. More head on traffic coming up. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
I've got a couple more details on the accident, but I find it strange. Isn't it strange how Jackie Rosen never brought up higher cost of gas and fuel when Joe Biden was supposedly president? That's kind of odd. Maybe I just missed that. Another vehicle rollover involving a large dump truck near the intersection of I-580 South Carson Street and Highway 50 West Spooner. Three people were taken to the hospital by a ground ambulance. Three others evaluated for injuries. It happened around 10:30 a.m. I was driving by there at approximately 10:35 a.m. Was reported one person flown by air ambulance. The dump truck, a diesel spilling fuel onto the roadway, and that's according to first responders on the scene. There were also reports of dirt scattered over the roadway. On Tuesday, July 14th, a semi rolled over at that intersection. A overpass was planned for that intersection and was never built. And that could possibly help to avoid accidents at that particular intersection in the future. There's a flood watch from 2 to 11 p.m. today for Mono and Southern Lyon County for thunderstorms popping up over the Sierras and drifting north. That could bring flash flooding to points south of Gardnerville, according to the National Weather Service. Part of the reason for the recent stormwater advisory activity in Douglas County. Gardnerville Rancher Days starts up this Friday at the fairgrounds. And again, Carson Valley could see showers starting in just a bit and then thunderstorms after 2 p.m. according to the forecast. And there's a chance of lightning today. So keep an eye out for that as well if you're outdoors, and hopefully no more fires get started due to lightning. It is 12:15 at FM News Talk.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
As you just heard, there is a five-vehicle pileup, including a rolled-over dump truck where 395 turns into 580 right there at 50. It is gumming up the works considerably. use an alternate route. The NHB is asking people to avoid the area if you can. Unfortunately, it has backed up far in all four directions. Down the road quite a ways, up in Reno, northern Reno, at Red Rock, we have another injury collision just as you get to the bottom of that hill. And traffic is brought to you as another service of Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Urington for auto repair, tires, brakes, oil changes, and AC. Premium quality work, ridiculously affordable. Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Urington. It's 90 degrees in Sparks, 88 in Carson City, 91 in Urington, 78 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's your weather.
Another warm afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, maybe a sprinkle here and there. Tomorrow we have a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. This afternoon into this evening, the Walker River Basin drainage area, flood watch posted. Real automotive expertise without excuses, that's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
When President Abraham Lincoln was criticized for supporting General Ulysses S. Grant's command during the Civil War, Lincoln flatly stated, "I cannot spare this man. He fights." When Grant's rivals petitioned for his removal on grounds of excessive drinking, Lincoln said, "If it makes fighting men like Grant, then find out what he drinks and send a case to each of my commanders." Lincoln's confidence in his general proved to be correct, and in 1865, the Civil War finally came to its end. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Everybody enjoys the return of warm weather and outdoor fun. Lincoln Heating's recommended drink for the summer is fresh-squeezed lemonade. But if high temperatures, allergens, and smoke from wildfires have you dreading the summer, call us now for relief at 359-1985 or find us at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Are you looking for an affordable, fully equipped space for your next training or board meeting? Want to change a veteran's life at the same time? Rent a training or boardroom from Adoptive Vet Dental. Our modern rooms come with state-of-the-art AV and conferencing equipment, ideal for professional trainings, workshops, and board meetings. Our rates are competitive, the lowest in town, and all proceeds go straight to patient care. Visit AdoptiveVetDental.org to see available rooms, pricing, and book today.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
An update on the cleanup in Hidden Valley. I'm John Potter for the new news. Crews are still clearing out all that rubble and wreckage from that devastating flash flood last month, and progress has been made. Washoe County says crews have extricated 60,000 tons of debris And right now they say the job is 90% finished. They say residents can still push natural debris like mud and rocks, no household debris, into the road to be scooped up. As for that household debris like carpets and furniture, the county still has four dumpsters along Parkway Drive and at the park entrance if you could drop that in. And by the way, when does Hidden Valley Regional Park reopen? The county says not until September 1st. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
12:21 right here on KKFT News at Noon. If you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. The first breaking news this hour, we do have a nasty wreck involving about five vehicles and others, as a matter of fact, right where 580 meets South Carson Street at 580 South End. It's a mess pretty much any direction you go. Try to avoid the area. More head and traffic coming up. That's number one. Number two, the Biscar Fire exploded overnight northeast of Susanville, charring nearly 30,000 acres and forcing the closure of Highway 395 in Lassen County. The fire only 5% contained. And a 72-year-old Sparks man died over the weekend from an accident back on July 11th. 72-year-old Thomas Wilson died at the hospital after a wreck involving two other vehicles off 80 and the USA Parkway. It is our top national story this half hour. The Pentagon identifying two of the three U.S. service members killed in an Iranian attack in Jordan.
This has become one of the deadliest weeks for U.S. forces since this conflict began. President Trump posting this on Truth Social, writing earlier today, quote, "Every time Iran kills an American soldier, they will pay for that killing many times over." U.S. forces today carried out a ninth straight day of strikes, and President Trump, when returning here to the White House from New Jersey last night, spoke to journalists about the U.S. service members who were killed over the weekend.
Great people, those great patriots were out there fighting that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
The military identifying them today as 25-year-old First Lieutenant James Freehan of Hawaii and Isabella Gonzalez of Texas. She was just 19 years old.
Fox's Alex Hogan, FM News Talk Time, 12:23. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
The slowdown in commercial construction has caught up to Northern Nevada's multifamily market, apartments. Developers added several thousand apartments in the Reno-Sparks market over the last couple of years, but as of May, just 760 units were under construction. Over 2,100 are in the pipeline, but most of those projects aren't starting anytime soon due to elevated construction costs and the high cost of debt. That's according to Ken Bloomsterberg, Senior Managing Director of Investments for Marcus & Millichap's housing, multi-housing group. The cost of construction is still high. Labor has softened because subcontractors aren't as busy, but the cost of materials and debt is still high, and that's why everybody is holding off. If we could get construction costs down and some help on interest rates, it will help spur the market, and that's according to Bloomsterberg. Wallet Hub says Las Vegas is the number one city for recreation. The financial services company looked at ticketed, non-ticketed, and out-of-home dining as factors. FM News Talk Time, 12:24.
Your midday drive update, KKFT traffic.
As we've been telling you all afternoon, there is a five-vehicle collision working where 395 becomes 580 in southern Carson City. It's right there where Highway 50 also joins in the mix. Most of the backup seems to be affecting northbound traffic on just up by Trader Joe's. Also in Reno, way up there, there is an injury collision, northbound 395 at Red Rock. Fortunately, traffic through there is not being affected as badly. It's 89 degrees in Reno, 91 in Dayton, 90 degrees in Smith Valley, 76 degrees in Klein Village. Here's a look at your weather forecast.
Another mid-90 degree afternoon, a break in the heat a little bit tomorrow. We drop into the upper 80s, and then drier air moves in. We put the clouds behind us, and plenty of sunshine the rest of the week, well into the 90s. Since a car can't repair itself, you need safety without compromise, service without excuses, repaired on time and on budget. Trust a master mechanic for everything automotive. Three this afternoon, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with a Generac automatic standby generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
The staff at Battleborn Tree Service are experts in land management, including defensible space. If you need to make your property safe from future wildland fires or large hazardous trees, call Battleborn Tree Service today. Northern Nevada's Tree Army is now certified in tree risk assessments. And with their new 100-foot lift, it makes Battleborn Tree Service your go-to residential and commercial tree service company. No one outworks the Battleborn Tree Service Army. Second to none. Call today, 775-232-8243.
At Carson City Trailer, we have the solutions to keep you working or playing. Whether it's utility, equipment, dump, or horse trailers, we have what you need. Also, be sure to take advantage of our fully stocked parts department, and if you currently own a trailer, be sure to take advantage of our full service department. Carson City Trailer, 6441 Highway 50 East, 885-7444. Again, that's 885-7444.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
Baseball and more for the Reno Aces this week. Tacoma comes to town for the ball games tomorrow. Friday night, there's a drone show after the game. Both Saturday and Sunday have fireworks following the baseball game. Coach of the Tahoe Night Monsters has been promoted. Alex Lowe will be coach of the Golden Knights AAA affiliate, the Henderson Silver Knights. Lowe is the only coach Tahoe has had. He won 76 games over 2 years. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
90 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Craig Neff of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, it was a close one. A bird landing on a power line sparked literally a very close call in West Reno as a brush fire broke out near McCarran and West 4th over the weekend. You could see the smoke from pretty much anywhere in the valley as the fire quickly charred 3 acres of the city's west side. Reno Fire got on scene and was able to bring down the fire before it spread to nearby buildings. Well, found inside a Henderson dumpster with a broken jaw, broken legs, and rocks in his stomach. Now authorities are trying to figure out who threw a 3-month-old puppy into that dumpster outside an animal hospital there. Authorities say there are plenty of cameras in the area.
There's really no other way for him to get in that area other than being dumped. I know that there is some investigation going on regarding cameras. There's tons of cameras in that area, so hopefully they'll have the information that we'll need to find out who did this.
Amy Clatterbuck with Hearts Alive Village. An elderly man from Pahrump killed his wife, then turned the gun on himself at a nursing home in Spring Valley. Las Vegas Metro says this happened yesterday morning on South Jones Boulevard. Investigators say the husband and wife were both in their 80s. They both had medical issues, although the wife's condition was pretty much worse than her husband's. A motorcyclist has died after a crash with a suspected drunk driver in Southeast Las Vegas. Metro says this happened early yesterday morning at Spencer and Serene. A driver behind the wheel of an SUV allegedly turned left against a red light and collided with a motorcycle rider. The 23-year-old was declared dead at the scene. The 57-year-old SUV driver was arrested. His name is Danny Simpkins. He's facing DUI charges. Costco, it's always news when this happens, adds a new item to its food court menu.
The retail giant now offers chicken strips along with its other popular food court items. According to Costco, a single order includes 5 large chicken breast strips and a container of dipping sauce for $6.99. The item was tested in stores earlier this year and is now being served at Costco warehouses nationally. I'm Mark Mayfield.
I've tried them. They're not bad. They're baked, not fried. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News.
News. I'm Jean Saucier. The World Cup soccer tournament is now over and done, and the FBI director, Cash Patel, spoke with Fox News Digital about how the agency and his partners kept everyone safe during this year's FIFA World Cup.
We had 5,000 personnel from the FBI, over 4,000 from the field, 800 from headquarters, and we had our 59 Homeland Security Task Forces, which are stood up by President Trump in the beginning of the administration.
The United States hosted the event with Canada and Mexico. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani suggesting during an interview with the New York Times he's considering whether he can have Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrested if he comes to New York City for the UN General Assembly.
When someone is charged with an international criminal court warrant, it's something that should be taken seriously, whether it's Benjamin Netanyahu or it's Vladimir Putin or whomever else.
On Truth Social, President Trump writes Benjamin Netanyahu will not be arrested in any way, shape, or form while in the United States. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 1231, 90 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport as we continue right along from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. My name is Greg Neft. I'm very glad that you are with us here, and we continue to follow the situation in South Carson City, South Carson Street, right where it meets 580, that five-vehicle crash. Again, pretty much the traffic is hosed no matter which way you go, but Phil will be along with the specifics in just a few moments. Well, gas prices are rising again as the ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran falls apart.
Traffic through the Strait of Hormuz appears to have slowed, sending the price of oil, which is the main component in gasoline, upward in recent weeks. According to AAA, the average price was exactly $4 Monday, which is up from $3.87 a week ago. The price hike comes as Iran began firing on oil tankers in the Strait, and the U.S. imposed a blockade on the waterway, which serves as the key shipping lane for any oil from the Middle East. I'm Monica Nelson.
And in other news, the CEO of Bank of America says significant economic activity has been generated thanks to the World Cup. On CBS's Face the Nation, Brian Monahan said the soccer tournament has had an on-the-ground economic impact across the cities which did host games, with notable spending at bars and restaurants. The Bank of America Institute found that consumer spending using credit and debit cards in June increased over 6% from a year ago, and that is the biggest jump in over 4 years. Meanwhile, word is that Waymo, if you ever take one of those in San Francisco, well, in New York City, it's not working out so well. Robo-taxis are reportedly proving to be far more dangerous than cabs, taxis driven by actual people.
A report from Hunter College and Open Plans looks at major crashes and deaths for each mile traveled between New York City's Uber and Lyfts and Waymo vehicles around the country over the past 6 years. Researchers say the city's for-hire vehicles were involved in 16 crashes causing death or serious injuries, while Waymo robo-taxis were involved in 3 across the country. However, researchers argue Waymos are still more dangerous because they drove far fewer miles than the city's fleet. The city's fleet drove 120,000 miles, while Waymos only drove 4,000. In New York, I'm Natalie Migliori.
Also, I prefer talking to the taxi driver, if it's just me. FM News Talk Time, it is 1233.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
You've just finished paying all of your bills. You're even putting something in savings every month. You're dressing better, looking better. Your friends have even noticed the new you. That's because you are a professional advertising salesperson at the Evans Broadcast Company. You receive professional training on a regular basis. You have a supportive team to back you up and a manager who wants to help you succeed. Calling Evans Broadcast at 884-8000 was the best move you've ever made.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
Fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds and the possibility of a shower. if those showers develop. To the south, there could be some heavy thunderstorms. Mono, Mineral, Southern Lyon County, flood watch this afternoon into this evening. Real automotive expertise without excuses. It's the A-Master Mechanic Difference. Today at 5, Mark Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
We have a two-day-old wildland fire, and it's a big one. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The Biscar Fire started late Saturday morning. It's north of us in East Lassen County, just northeast of Susanville and north of Honey Lake. It has a high rate of spread. Already over 46 square miles have burned. It's only 5% contained, and it's close to crossing into North Washoe County into the wilderness west of Gerlach. Meanwhile, the Elephant Fire is now 92% contained after 9 days. It spread to just 2 miles west of 395, north of Hallelujah Junction. Mop-up and repair work is going on right now. And we had a smoky brush fire in West Reno late yesterday. It burned about 3 acres just north of West 4th, across the river from the old River Inn. Authorities say it was triggered at around 4 o'clock when a bird landed on a power line. It's out now after quick work by firefighters. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in afternoon trading, with chip stocks regaining ground after a recent sell-off in the sector. Some of today's biggest winners so far are stocks that fell by double digits last week, including Micron Technology, SanDisk, and Seagate Technology. The merger between Paramount, Skydance, and Warner Brothers has been temporarily delayed. A California federal judge granting a temporary restraining order prohibiting the companies from closing the deal for 2 weeks, while the court considers whether the merger should remain blocked. Last Monday, California and 11 states sued and argued that the deal would create a media monopoly and harm competition. Shares of Alibaba are up nearly 5% after the Chinese internet giant previewed its new AI model, which it said is second only to Anthropic's Fable 5. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Varsky, invested in you.
12:38 right here on FM News Talk on the KKFT News at Noon. A very good Monday afternoon to you. We are back from your weekend. I'm Greg Neft, and it is time, as it always is, around this time for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs joins us in studio to talk about your money and how you can make the most out of it and wring every little red cent out of that dollar bill. Happy Monday, Mike.
Happy Monday, Greg.
Well, we're glad you're with us. Okay, so could it be a kinder, gentler IRS? Could they be considering amnesty for first-time penalty getters?
Well, you know, it made net headlines, which is interesting, which is why I want to talk about it. But it's kind of – there's some things you want to be smart about. So first, Greg, what the IRS did is said, we're going to make the first-time abatement automatic. So you don't need to call the IRS. You don't need to get a power attorney. If you qualify that, if you've been compliant for the last 12 quarters, we're not going to assess a penalty if it's a one-off. Fine. And normally I would say that's great. But I would also say there's a lot of very good reasons why people don't pay their taxes and or file on time and for information returns. And you want to be smart about taking advantage of that first-time abatement penalty. So, and I'll give you an example. We had a firm that we acquired in 2023. They were supposed to have all their tax returns done by September 15th. September 13th, they closed, and all leaving people in the lurch. Well, had this abatement program been in place at that time, everybody would have gotten abatement. But then the next time they had a blip or a bobble, then it's on their nickel. So what you want to do is, if you have reasonable cause, you want to take advantage of that relief and have the penalty not assessed because of reasonable cause, and wait for the first time abatement when you just make a boo-boo.
Now, is this something that retail taxpayers, average Joes, 99% of Americans can take advantage of?
Every single human pays U.S. Taxes. Because if you miss an extension to file a tax return that's due on April 15th, you're like, oh, hey, I filed late. I'm so sorry. Well, that would apply to you if you didn't have otherwise reasonable cause. So it's just, these penalty protections are for everybody. In fact, what I tell you, Greg, most people, they get a letter from the IRS, they pant and break into a hard sweat for a couple days, then they open it, and they're like, okay, I'll just pay it. I don't want to go to jail. well, oftentimes you get those notices, and there's ways to course correct them rather than stroking a check.
Well, and by the way, this is a one-time only thing. You don't get another chance.
Every 3 years.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, just be compliant for 12 consecutive quarters, and then you get the first-time abatement. But that's why everybody, you do not want to take that abatement, the first-time penalty abatement, if you qualify under another reason, because sometimes you just make a mistake. Probably the most common of which is payroll taxes, Greg. You forget to make a payroll tax on time. Yeah, you qualify, you know, if you use that first-time abatement for something else, mm-hmm. save a couple hundred dollars in tax. And then all of a sudden you miss your payroll tax deadline, and now you're talking $40,000 tax liability or penalty part of it. You're going to want to use it for that one, not a couple $1,000. Be smart about it.
Yes, and being smart is what you know how to do. You are a tax man, after all.
We call them tax experts, Greg.
Absolutely. Tax layers, one of those things. You know, I wanted to touch on this very briefly. You know, the World Cup, it was an amazing spectacle. A lot of people watched it on TV. Highest ratings, I think, ever in the history of the World Cup. Lots of people filling those stadiums. Economic impact. Do you think it had a sizable impact on the U.S.?
Yes. Well, and okay. I'd say in two ways. And first and foremost, I'd like to shout out, you know, Keystone was represented. If you follow me on Facebook, you
I
know,
saw
Keystone
that,
was
yes.
represented at the World Cup. Little Keystone logo out there, friend that went, says, print out my logo. Just say, hey, if you want to be successful, vote Keystone. But anyway, that was fun. But in fact, I was reading up on it over the weekend. And it's like, host a playoff game, much less the finals, that's about $500 million of economic impact. What's interesting is when Raider Stadium in Las Vegas was built, they said, could you build it a little bit wider so we can put you in the FIFA? And they're like, no, we're good.
Oh, man.
Ooh, $500 million of impact.
Missed opportunity. That's a shame. You know, they're trying to get a soccer club here in Reno off the ground. I mean, there's new interest in the sport. Do you think this is going to really spread? I mean, because up until this point, it's really been just a niche sport, really.
Well, unless you're in some place that's not the United States, everywhere else, it's like the major sport.
Yes, I agree
sport.
With that. Okay. But, I mean, yeah.
But, well, and I'd say this. Well, there's two parts of that, Greg. First, is there an interest in soccer? Yeah, I think having the United States be a player in that, making it to the quarterfinals, I think is all very good. Having it hosted in the United States, very good. I'd say the other part of that equation I was remiss at saying, Greg, is probably the best impact for having for hosting FIFA World Championship in the United States is a lot of people's misconception over America and Americans. I think that helps. You know, apparently, I think generally we're very gracious hosts, have a lot to offer, a lot of amenities, and people are like, wow, that wasn't as bad as the news said it was going to be.
That's true. And most importantly, they discovered the joys of Chick-fil-A.
And they too, they're now believers.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think those are things when you look at these things circumspectly and you know, what we're trying to accomplish as a country, as a nation, is to stay great. Sometimes, yeah, you have to put out the hospitality mat to be able to get you there.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? When it comes to taxes and finance, Mike Bosma is your man. Keystone CPAs, of course, wants to help you out with a free one-hour consultation. Give them a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Keystone CPAs. Mike knows all the tips and tricks. Mike, we'll talk again tomorrow.
Look forward to it, Greg.
All right. Take care. Right here on the News at Noon.
And a reminder that there is still a flood watch in effect from 2 to 11 p.m. today for Mono and Southern Lyon County for thunderstorms that'll pop up over the Sierras, drift north, and that could bring flash flooding to points south of Gardnerville, according to the National Weather Service. Ruinstraw, the area, hard hit by storms in the last couple of years. There's a chance of lightning today as well, so keep an eye out for lightning, and hopefully no more fires will be started in the area. Douglas County Board voted 4-0 with one commissioner absent to annex just under 150 acres into the town of Minden, which will be subject to the ad valorem tax. And we're still getting feedback, Greg, and emails and comments regarding conversation and news we had last week, the fact that you never really own your home, even after all loans or mortgages or whatever have been paid off, you will always be responsible for school funding, law, fire protection, the ad valorem tax, property taxes. And if you think you own your home and don't owe a dime to anybody, just don't pay your taxes, and see what happens. It will be taken from you. And we talked about the Florida proposing a constitutional amendment. That'll be voted on in November. It's November 3rd. And not all property taxes will go away, but there is an exemption that can be taken all the way up to $250,000 to reduce your property taxes. It is a Republican governor, Ron DeSantis, the only governor that I'm aware of in the United States that has proposed something as outrageous as you owning your home once and for all. But obviously, police, fire, and schools will continue to be paid for in the state of Florida. And we'll watch that election coming up November 3rd, or that vote for that constitutional amendment, and see where that goes. As we mentioned, here in the state of Nevada, the best that could be done would be putting a cap on the rate increase on your property. We could only hope for Ron DeSantis to move to Nevada and become governor here. It is 12:46.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Crews are still cleaning up an overturned dump truck that was full of dirt and four other vehicles in northbound 580, where it becomes 395, right there at that intersection. 50 empties into it as well. Northbound 395 seems to be the most affected in that area. That earlier collision in North Reno up there by Red Rock has been cleaned up. Traffic through there is moving along just peachy. And it is 90 degrees in Sparks, 88 in Minden, 89 in Wellington, 76 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's your important weather forecast. Another warm afternoon with a mix of clouds and sunshine, maybe a sprinkle here and there. Tomorrow we have a better chance of showers and thunderstorms. This afternoon into this evening, the Walker River Basin drainage area, flood watch posted. Real automotive expertise without excuses, that's the A-Master Mechanic difference. Come experience complete automotive peace of mind at A-Master Mechanic in Sparks. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your new news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Poppy and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing. Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranties.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches at each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
99.1 FM Talk.
ABC News. You're the entertainment for morons. Crap.
Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network.
A cure for fake news syndrome.
ABC is the worst newscast of any newscast by far. Oh.
David Muir of ABC News, please. I don't know. If I needed to know what time of day it was and he had a watch, I wouldn't ask him.
99.1 and 92.3 FM News. Talk. Truth.
Further Nevada's Midday Update, your new news, KKFT.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:51. Very glad to have you aboard here on the News at Noon as we continue right along. I'm Greg Neft. A new Chinese AI model is raising concerns about American data and national security. The latest on this newest tech innovation now.
Kimi K3 from Beijing-based Moonshot is performing on par with, and in some tests, outperforming Mythos from Anthropic and GPT-5.6 from OpenAI. And it's doing all of this at a lower cost. Moonshot plans to release Kimi K3 as an open-weight model, allowing companies to download it and run it on their own servers. But for now, in order to use it, you have to feed your data into Kimi. That concern is not stopping adoption. Kimi K3 has been so popular that the company announced they're pausing new subscriptions to prioritize current members. I'm Madison Allworth, Fox Business.
FM News Talk Time, 12:52.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Once upon a time, the Reno Tahoe Open was an alternate stop on the PGA Tour parallel with the British Open. For over 20 years, it was played at Montreux. Members began to see the event as more negative than positive, and the sponsor, Barracuda Software, took the event to Old Greenwood near Truckee. But Barracuda dropped sponsorship, and now the event is in limbo. Aces lost 2 of 3 over the weekend at Salt Lake, getting an 11-6 win on Saturday. This week, the Aces host Tacoma and a drone show on Friday, fireworks on Saturday and Sunday on the menu. I'm Greg Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
When Northern Nevada summers turn up the heat, you need a cooling system you can trust. Elite Air Systems of Northern Nevada has you covered. As a proud Rheem Pro partner, they install and service the most dependable, energy-efficient Rheem systems built to handle the heat. Call Elite Air Systems today for a free estimate. 292-0575. That's 292-0575. Or visit EliteAirSystemsNV.com. Your comfort is their priority.
Appliance Outlet now has mattresses, and not just any mattress. It's an exclusive Serta line. It's available only through independent retailers, and you won't find these anywhere else. Serta Tranquility Essentials mattresses feature Serta's higher-end comfort at a big discount you're not going to get at any big box or mattress store. Appliances, now mattresses, and service that backs it all up. Appliance Outlet Carson City. Local, knowledgeable, and priced to win.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy.
We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
FM Talk Weather.
Fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds and the possibility of a shower. If those showers develop to the south, there could be some heavy thunderstorms. Mono, Mineral, Southern Lyon County, flood watch this afternoon into this evening. Real automotive expertise without excuses. It's the A-Master Mechanic Difference. Today at 5, Mark Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
12:57 here on the News at Noon. Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford among the many fighting this, and now the merger between Paramount and Warner Brothers has been temporarily delayed.
A California federal judge granting a temporary restraining order prohibiting the companies from closing the deal for at least 2 weeks while the court considers whether the merger should remain blocked. Last Monday, California and 11 states sued, arguing it would create a media monopoly and harm competition. The merger has also raised concerns in Hollywood's creative community. Paramount said it plans to vigorously defend the deal and said the suit should be dismissed because it distorts settled antitrust law and is based on a misrepresentation of competition in the entertainment industry today. Hillary Varsky, Fox News.
We talked a little bit about this story in the moment with Mike. The CEO of Bank of America says significant economic activity has been generated thanks to the World Cup. On CBS's Face the Nation, the CEO of Bank of America said the soccer tournament has had an on-the-ground economic impact.
And that spending is going into what we call bricks and mortar. It's going to bars and restaurants and things like that, not necessarily only the people in the stadium.
Brian Monahan says the numbers are impressive.
Our team did a research piece, Margaret, that said that the total amount that is economically generated around FIFA is about $40 billion, $20 billion to be in the U.S.
Meantime, this is something of a curiosity. President Trump is coming to the defense of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani threatens to arrest him and turn him over to officials from the International Criminal Court at The Hague.
President Trump says Benjamin Netanyahu will not be arrested in any way, shape, or form while in the U.S. The president's social media post follows comments by New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani that an International Criminal Court's arrest warrant against the Israeli prime minister should be honored. Mamdani did not say if he directs city officials to actually arrest Netanyahu when he travels to New York City for the U.N. General Assembly, saying only New York City will follow all applicable laws. President Trump says Netanyahu is fighting against Iran, and the only ones who should be arrested are the people that led Iran into this unprecedented spiral of death and destruction. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
12:59 on the KKFT News at Noon.
Greg, thank you very much. We will see you tomorrow for another edition of the Noon News right here at 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. You can vote in our news poll. Do you favor the Sunshine Protection Act? Do you want daylight savings time year-round? Vote there, and we will see you tomorrow with the results.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, a service of the Evans Broadcast Company.